You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Tuesday, so on to matters of agriculture this week, and we're taking a look at a very interesting structure that farmers are going through. We're looking at repurposing some of the farmland for other infrastructure projects, specifically EV charging stations and possibly other things. I'm joined on the line by Jubair Roux, who is the co-founder of Zero Carbon Charge, to take a look at this and try and understand what's happening here. Good evening, Jubair. Thanks so much for taking the time. StatsSA says that the current income that farmers get is around 90% from their agricultural produce. That obviously presents a concentration risk, and farmers don't seem to like that for much longer, given all the recent developments around climate change.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners. Yes, this is a unique opportunity for farmers to actually become part of the renewable energy value chain and become part of that amazing opportunity to replace petrol and diesel as an energy source for cars and trucks.
Jubair, when we look at these opportunities, obviously from a farming perspective, it goes a little beyond just the farmers giving up their land for this. There's opportunities to own the infrastructure, to maintain the infrastructure and all of that. What does that mean from an income diversification point of view?
Well, there are a couple of opportunities. It's really a zero-risk opportunity for a landowner. We do all the permitting and the planning. And if successful and we go ahead with the project, we enter into a long-term lease agreement and the farmer shares, or the landowner shares, in 5% of the turnover generated on his land. But he's also, because people spend 10 to 20 minutes at a charging station, there needs to be a convenience store, ablution facilities. So each one of these landowners get an opportunity to participate in that, to run that store for their own account. And obviously, at being a farm store, there are amazing opportunities to sell whatever they produce in those stores. And it's really a long-term engagement. And it's a real diversification and offers tremendous income opportunities. And it's a steady income opportunity, not subject to the normal vagrancies of weather and the rest of the yearly battle that farmers face.
Jubair, I understand that obviously with the uptake in this sort of opportunity, I mean, I think about the downstream filling stations and forecourts that the likes of Shell are giving up at the moment. This obviously presents an opportunity on farmland where it is difficult to access these sorts of services. But beyond that, let's look at some of the intricacies of the solution. Obviously, if you are able to retrofit some kind of solar powered EV charging station, it means you have other solar applications that you can also do on the same piece of land, which is a separate commercial opportunity in itself.
Absolutely. The opportunity is anchored by the migration to electric vehicles. And because the system is designed to cope with the month of the year with the least solar potential, for the other 11 months, you've got surplus energy available, you've got battery storage available, and we literally provide that energy free of charge to the landowner. But yes, eventually we'll have a network of independent power stations covering the entire country, and it'll become part of the national energy resilience network. And it's probably the largest localization exercise in the history of the country, where if we can migrate vehicles away from petrol and diesel, the country will save in the order of 500 billion rand a year in foreign exchange that literally goes into every corner of the country, then becomes part of that energy resilience ecosystem.
Jubair, how much does one of these setups cost, and is it possible to generate enough from one of these sites to be able to feed back into the grid?
Not initially. The we decided to build a network that covers the entire country. covering all the national roads at 150-kilometer intervals to act as a catalyst for the migration to electric vehicles. But we build each one of those as small as we can. But it being solar is completely modular. In other words, we can expand either the generating capacity or the battery storage or the actual chargers as and when we understand the use case. So initially we build each one of them with a 250 kilowatt peak of generating facilities, 560 kilowatt hours of battery storage, and a 480 kilowatt ultra fast charger. And because it's solar and it's subject to sunshine and the vagrancies of clouds and the like, we also install a 250 kilowatt KVA generator to cover that last 7 to 13% insecurity of supply, because after all, it's a pure consumer product and you have to be on 100% of the time.
Talk about a complete solution, certainly something that the agricultural space has to consider, but we've run out of time, unfortunately. Thanks so much for those insights, Hubert Hubert-Roux, co-founder of Zero Carbon Charge, joining me to reflect on the new opportunity that presents itself for the agricultural space.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.